This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the second hour of the program, you can dial in toll-free to bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. For those of you just tuning in, earlier in the first hour of the show, we were talking about Roy Moore, the infamous Supreme Court of Alabama judge who was in a lot of hot water like 15 years ago, thereabouts, for the Ten Commandments statue or monument that he had placed in the Alabama Supreme Courthouse or wherever it was. And there was a lot of hubbub about that. I remember, I think we talked about it on the air back, way back in the day here on Free Talk Live. And now Roy Moore's back in the news. By the way, joining you in the studio, it's me, Ian.
Mike Laurie.
And Mark.
And he is not only back in the news because he's running for an Alabama Senate race, he also made a headline because he's spoken out against the protesters within the NFL. So the, you know, all this kerfluffle about NFL people kneeling during the national anthem, and then there's this boycott, and like we've had people calling in bragging about how they're taking part in this boycott, and you know, great, good for you, man. And if you're gonna do something else with your free time, by all means, go for it, protest whatever you want. But ultimately, I'm glad when I see people protesting the police state and police violence. And I think that is, I believe, what is behind the protests in this case. And a lot of these conservatives who have been calling in, they take all kinds of umbrage at the idea that somebody wouldn't worship this piece of cloth with the stars and bars on it. And it's just, you know, to me, nationalism, which is what we're talking about here, is an idea that needs to end, hopefully, sometime in our lifetime. Unfortunately, we're a long way away from people even understanding what nationalism is when they're engaging in it. A lot of people, I don't even think, have a grasp on that.
A lot of them never learn the history of how Francis Bellamy wrote the Pledge of Allegiance.
A Nazi, and a Christian and, socialist.
Well, and his cousin Edward Bellamy wrote a science fiction novel called Looking Backward, which became the inspiration for nationalist socialist parties in over a dozen countries, wow, including the one in Germany that eventually became the National Socialist Workers' Party or the Nazis. Party. And so Nazism originated here in the U.S.
It's true.
With these progressive nationalists who were, and they used this Pledge of Allegiance to distract people. They wanted them to focus on this symbol, this flag.
Sure, and the freedoms.
While they were undermining the Constitution, which Americans should really have any loyalty and allegiance to, because that's the basis of the bulwark protecting our liberty, our natural rights against the encroachment of government.
Well, in theory, the Constitution doesn't protect anything because it's just words on a piece of paper.
As long as people aren't willing to enforce it or aren't aware of what's happening.
And I have
happening.
No allegiance to it because I didn't sign it.
Yeah.
It's not my document. But Rand Paul has now come out and endorsed this Roy Moore character as though to prove to everyone who thinks Rand Paul's a libertarian, you know, for good here, hopefully, that Rand Paul is not a libertarian. Hence, he has endorsed Roy Moore in this upcoming Alabama Senate race. And here's a story from Brian Doherty over at Reason.com. Rand Paul, who, as you know, is a Republican senator from Kentucky, who, among other labels he's used for himself, includes constitutional conservative, today officially endorsed Republican Alabama Senate candidate and former state Supreme Court judge Roy Moore, who likes to describe himself that way as well, that is to say, constitutional conservative. Quote, Judge Roy Moore, this is from Rand Paul, Judge Roy Moore has spent a lifetime defending and standing up for the Constitution while fighting for the people of Alabama. We need more people in Washington, D.C. that will stand on principle and defend the Constitution. I look forward to welcoming him to the Senate very soon, Paul said in his endorsement statement.
This is what you run into with a lot of constitutionalists. They can often work with libertarians for mutually beneficial policies. But then you get to their social conservative policies that libertarians generally don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And then
everything goes haywire.
Yeah.
Like this guy wants to put people in jail because he believes it was a violation of the U.S. code to kneel during a national anthem.
He didn't say that.
That is what he said.
No.
He didn't say he wanted to put him in jail, but he said it's a violation of the U.S. code, and that is a lie.
No.
Yes, it is, because when we were reading the code, Mike here pointed out that it says Americans should turn towards the flag and that they should place their hands over their hearts.
Right.
That is not a prescription. Is not a shall. It is
it's
not a
recommendation.
Must. It is a suggestion as to how to behave.
How do you
in that time?
Tell me a better term than violation for going against the recommendation that is codified in law.
If you don't violate the statutes, then you don't violate the statutes.
Right.
If it says should, you are not violating it by not doing it.
Yeah. If the statute says you must, then
it's a violation.
That's a violation.
So
as
a Supreme Court justice, he should know the difference. And the fact that he doesn't, or the fact that he's acting like he doesn't, again, this guy is just another scum-sucking politician. And, you know, your buddy Rand Paul here is backing them. But that's not all. Any libertarian, says Doherty, should be appalled by Moore for reasons detailed further here, and also by Paul endorsing him. On the one hand, Republican
Senator... He says Paul endorsing him?
Huh?
He said...
Paul has endorsed him, yeah.
Did Brian
Doherty,
the author, say, and for Paul, for endorsing him. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
On one hand, Republican senator endorses another Republican senator isn't huge news. But if ever there were a would-be colleague of someone who is even slight libertarian tendencies should be leery of, it's Roy Moore. Shika Damia wrote earlier this month about some of the other things Moore has spent his lifetime doing, adding up to a highly theocratic vision that she analogized to Saudi Arabia, despite Moore's paranoid belief that Sharia law exists in part of America, including, quote, that he is the author of the misnamed 2005 Constitution Restoration Act that would give Congress the power to remove any judge who refuses to recognize God as the source of America's law. The bill also seeks to limit the power of the Supreme Court to overrule or punish any state official or judge acting in the name of God's law, and instead would impeach the judges who take on such cases.
That sounds like Sharia to me.
Yeah. except Sharia is just, you know, supposed to be a private system for Muslims. This guy wants to impose his views on everybody. Nearly all of Moore's conservative backers, whether ethno-nationalists like Steve Bannon and Sebastian Gorka, or nativist rabble-rouser Ann Coulter, or Christian Reconstructionist Mike Huckabee, want to create a fortress America and cut off the outside world, exactly the kind of medieval social vision that Saudi Arabia, thanks to the influence of hardline Wahhabi clerics, not dissimilar to Moore, embraced three decades ago, unquote. Now, Doherty says on what Paul partisans might consider the other hand, there is a lot about Moore, as discussed on his campaign website issue page, where he seems more in line with Paul. So he claims to be for lower taxes.
There are a lot
government.
Of comparisons between ultra conservatives, which is what I would call Moore here, and libertarians, sadly.
You're
going to
have overlap.
There's overlap.
Just as there's overlap between left libertarians and liberals, you're going to have overlap between conservatives and right-leaning libertarians.
That's true. But you don't, if you're a libertarian, and Rand Paul's not, which is the point of all this, if you're a libertarian, you don't go around endorsing left liberals and right-wing conservatives because they're not libertarians. Even on pure economic policy, though, Moore is terrible, says Doherty, on government-managed energy policy to wean off of so-called foreign oil and against trade deals for protection, not purist free trader reasons. He's also an immigration restrictionist, surprise, surprise, willing to see government money wasted on a pointless border wall. Then there's the stuff Moore seems to consider really important.
Okay.
In a 2002 Alabama Supreme Court case, the would-be senator declared that, quote, homosexual conduct is and has been considered abhorrent, immoral, detestable, a crime against nature, and a violation of the laws of nature and of nature's God, a upon which this nation and our laws are predicated. Such conduct violates both the criminal and civil laws of this state and is destructive to a basic building block of society, the family.
That doesn't surprise me. You know,
of course not. He's not a libertarian.
Christian conservative types are in this country. They're just obsessed with sex.
Those types, I tend to call them Christian Taliban.
This is the kind of guy who probably fantasizes about, or like, you know, remember that Christian Ted Haggard, the megachurch guy who got caught having sex with male prostitutes and doing crank with them? That's probably what Roy Moore does in his spare time, secretly. 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got a little more about his endorsement by Rand Paul. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 The three most important things you can do for Free Talk Live are, one, share one episode a week on Facebook or in some other social networking site. Two, buy the things you buy online through shop.freetalklive.com. Three, give $5 a month to the AMP program. It's my firm belief that Free Talk Live's AMP program is the best use of your charitable dollar among liberty-oriented organizations. Support all the organizations you love. But make sure you give $5 a month to AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
dial on in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. It's Ian, Mike, and Mark in the studio. We're going back to your calls here in a moment, but I do want to let you know about how you can help build a better financial system for everyone. You can join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar, and Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. Mark, is there some fresh news you wanted to share from Dash Force News?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was just over there, and they were they gave some advice on the Dash budget proposals. You remember this is how Free Talk Live gets its funding for Dash. And anybody can go there and make a proposal to the Dash network, and if it's something that they, the masternodes feel is important enough to spend some money on, they'll send you some money. And so a lot of people have been very successful. So there's a little guide there on how to evaluate Dash budget proposals.
They've funded a lot of really good projects through that, and not just charitable projects, but even some startup projects and that are beneficial to the Liberty community.
It's been, I think, a real smart move for the Dashers to have that system set up. Now, I would argue they need to lower the bar as far as what it costs to throw a proposal in, because it's like five Dash, apparently. And when we put our proposal in, it was like earlier this year, back when it was $40 per Dash.
Yeah.
And that's not an unreachable goal.
$200.
Now we're talking about, what, $300 for a Dash? So now you're looking at $1,500 to put a proposal in. It's definitely going to whittle down all but the most serious options, but I don't know. I think it's a little high.
If you want to have,
I guess you'd have to propose to reduce the proposal amount or something.
I don't know that can be done through the budget proposal, but
yeah, I don't know either.
You can go to any of the sort of marketing organizations that work with them and then sort of piggyback. So let's say you have a little thing. I don't know. What comes to mind is suppose you're a quote-unquote professional jiu-jitsu guy and you want to put a Dash emblem on your gi and you want, $200 a month to do that.
Mm-hmm.
At the price of $2,400, the $1,500, price tag doesn't seem worth it. But, you could come to Free Talk Live or Dash Force News or, any variety of people who get their money and then sort of piggyback your proposal on top of that.
That sounds like earmarking.
Yeah, I don't know, man. anyway, check out Dash.org. It got an interesting governance system set up, and it does allow them to do some really unique stuff that I don't think most of the other cryptos can do. So again, let's continue here with your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Spengler on the line in calling from the firehouse. He's on the amp line. So hello, Spengler.
Gentlemen, good evening. I just wanted to call real quick and talk about one of my favorite, libertarian-esque books. It's called The Anatomy of the State. I absolutely love this book. It's a very, very, I wouldn't even call it a book, maybe an essay. In fact, I think that's what it is.
Who wrote that one?
About 24 pages, but I'm sorry.
Who wrote that one?
That's Murray Rothbard.
Rothbard, okay. Yep. That's what I thought.
That's available
on Mises.org.
One of
the most fantastic books that a libertarian or so-called libertarian can read. Also, kind of pointing out the different options that are out there, there is the philosophy of philosophy of liberty, which is a really highly recommended YouTube video. I think it's been distributed hundreds of times in different formats. But, I just want to kind of call out, and I realize that the Reddit libertarian sub is not the center of the libertarian universe, but if you've taken any time to go there recently, you'll know that it's pretty much in shambles. It's anything but libertarian, and I think it's important for so-called libertarians to kind of go back to the roots and really understand some of the foundational principles, such as the philosophy of liberty.
Yeah, I've found that places there's a group on Facebook called the New Libertarian, and if new is a word for libertarian, everything new about libertarianism stinks. I mean, I just watched the most unprincipled conversations going on in this group, and a principled stand.
Which group is this?
Called the New Libertarian.
Oh, okay. Because most of these groups are garbage. I mean, Facebook groups are basically just loaded up with trolls, and it's a total waste of people's time.
Yeah, you really want to be in a well-curated group, because otherwise it just gets filled up with status.
Yeah, well, groups are hard to curate because, you know, the Facebook platform doesn't allow anybody to really use any useful moderation tools.
Oh, no. I run the Techno-Libertarians group, which is about 4,500 people. And, you know, we have a couple questions that people want to join, whether they agree with the core principles of libertarianism and so forth. And, you know, I'll look at their profile. You know, if I see a lot of, you know, Bernie bro type groups and, you know, I love George Soros or, you know, things like that, you know, then, you know, I'm going to, you know, wonder where they're really leaning and so forth. And
but they could just be a libertarian in those groups to troll.
They could be.
Right?
They could be. But, you know, if you want to have a well-run group, you want to look at people to see whether they're trolls or whether they're actually contributors and you know, have meaningful things to say.
So was there more
one last thing to point out, too. One of my favorite parts of the Anatomy of the State is literally in the first page. It talks about what the state is not. And it talks about how people make this assumption that we, quote-unquote, are the government. And, I know, Ian, you're pretty good stickler on that, and I wish more people would be. I think that's the single most thing that's creating a lot of the worship, the state worship, things that you're seeing in the NFL. This notion that people are their government. They may be, you know, common located in a geography, and there's some benefit to working together in that respect. But to think that you are the politicians, or the politicians are you, is ludicrous.
The politicians care about you.
Why would you want to be the politicians? Those people are despicable. But yeah, I agree with
exactly.
you. I think one of the best things that we can do to counter that, I mean, besides bringing it up whenever somebody uses the collectivism and saying, whoa, we are not in Iraq, I am not there, and I don't think you are either, or whatever. Usually we hear it when we hear the term we utilized. It's like
so we attack them.
The government
doing some
sort of thing in the Middle East. But yeah, it's good to just kind of break that. I think it's somewhat iconoclastic to say, whoa, who's we? And, you know, get them to stop down and think about that. But the more people encounter that kind of a conversation, I think the better off they're going to be. But in order to have that kind of level of penetration of the libertarian ideas, we got to have a mass movement. We got to have, libertarianism has to become popular. And right now, it's nowhere even close to being popular. But here in New Hampshire, at least, we do have a chance. We are getting more media coverage. And when I say we, I mean libertarians in New Hampshire are getting more media coverage here on a, you know, monthly basis than the rest of the liberty movement gets in a year pretty much everywhere else. So I would highly recommend getting out of your firehouse, Spengler, and getting some of you and your libertarian buddies up to New Hampshire where we can actually make a difference. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll for, 'cause, you know, reading books is great, and there's no doubt, you know, people need recommendations as far as what to read or what to watch. But once you understand liberty, if you want to be effective, you need to be with other libertarians.
You can take action
in New Hampshire.
And
more coming up.
To work together.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now, you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free, bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
And also want to let you know about how you can get a big discount off of your web hosting over at HostGator. You go to HostGator.com/FTL, and then you'll get 50% off of their regular prices. If you have been listening for a while, you know that HostGator makes it super easy. They've got a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress and 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, as well as a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So go to HostGator.com/FTL. They have a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. So again, that's HostGator.com/FTL. You'll save 50% right there. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we go to Skype, where I believe Liberty Phoenix is on the line. Hello, Phoenix.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, dude?
So the purpose that I'm calling tonight, Ian, is probably mainly focused at you. What I've been doing lately is trying to program a 24/7 liberty-oriented radio station based around music and so forth.
You mentioned that before, right?
The platform that I've been using doesn't really allow me to pull RSS feeds and streams directly and put them into my programming blocks. I was wondering if you knew of a method or a product that allows you to actually pull streams and then broadcast that out.
You're talking about a pretty technical question. It really doesn't, I don't think, is going to be appropriate for on-air. I mean, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. There are ways to combine different softwares together to make things possible. I can't recommend anything particularly over the airwaves, but you're welcome to reach out to me any old time, and we can talk about that. Was there something you wanted to talk about that might be a little more relevant to our national audience?
That's about it.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Best of luck with your station. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I like that he's doing it.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, we can make book recommendations for libertarians and, you know, movie recommendations, but, you know, getting into software details is probably not right for a national radio show. But I appreciate the thoughts. Anyway, if you want to hear LRN.FM, where we do have on-air 24/7 liberty-oriented talk content, you're welcome to drop into LRN.FM. Check out our live streams there. Not only is Free Talk Live heard, but dozens of other great liberty-oriented talk shows are there. And it's not easy to fill 24 hours of libertarian talk, let alone 24 hours of libertarian music. I can't imagine how difficult programming that might be. Maybe it's easier than I think. I mean, I'm not a music
buff. Yeah, I kind of think we prefer talking over singing a lot more, you know?
Well, of course, that's what we're here. That's what we're here doing. However, that said, Mike, you know, it's definitely true that music is kind of like this universal language that can unite people behind something in a way that the human voice just talking will never do. I mean, that's why, you know, talk radio isn't the majority format in radio, right? Like,
it has been the top grosser and the number one format.
It has been.
But if you compare music to talk, music just dominates. If you compare country music to talk, which is the one that is always going back and
forth. Country generally
beats country or talk, which is the number one format.
The only time talk is number one is typically during election seasons.
But if you hold on. Now, another thing is they never take news talk and combine it with sports talk to get their talk, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, sports talk stations generally don't rank very high anywhere.
No, but if that little extra edge
will bump
them up over, and oftentimes it would bump them up over, you know, country. So
the revenue's always good on talk, though. Talk's always number one for revenue, I think.
Yeah.
But regardless, you know, like you said, if you combine all the music together, then it's like talk's like what? You know, 5% or something.
Yeah,
like
it doesn't even compare.
Nothing. So, I mean, we love it. We love talk radio. That's what we're doing. But the reality is it will never attract a majority of viewpoints, which is why it's always so funny when you hear talk show hosts patting themselves on the back for, like, influencing elections or something like that. It's, sorry, most people don't even know who you people are. I mean, we're a small-time talk show compared to people like Rush Limbaugh or, you know, Laura Ingraham or some of these others. But if you ask normal people about, you know, who talk show hosts are, they have no idea.
Right.
They might have heard of Howard Stern.
Well,
maybe.
So they've usually heard of
maybe Rush.
Rush Limbaugh.
Not even usually. A lot of people,
no,
at least millennials, no, dude. A lot of people have no idea.
That's not people.
Yes, it is. And a lot of people don't.
Millennials are not people.
Millennials are very different as a demographic from the older generations just because they're so unplugged.
And, agreed.
You know, you get, you know, they're very much online, and whereas, you know, the older generation is really focused on traditional media. So you're going to get that big shift in the behavior of the different demographics.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
I haven't met very many people that don't know who Rush Limbaugh is. I'm sorry.
I get what you're saying.
It may be a different in our demographics.
Yeah, it may very well be. Us. But I guarantee you, Mark, you can ask people your age range, and if they know anybody besides Rush, if they aren't talk radio listeners, they will not know.
Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, and then it sort of falls apart there.
Yeah, but let them try to think of them on their own. You might be, you don't name them for them. You just ask them, what are some national talk show hosts? And I guarantee you, if they are not talk radio, again, if they listen to talk radio, that doesn't count. We're talking about people who are music radio listeners,
right,
who don't, you know, watch and listen to the news. They don't watch Fox News. They don't watch MSNBC. Now, of course, the people that you know, Mark, are more likely to do those things, right? Because
sure,
you're in sort of a political realm. You are connected with people who are more interested in politics. They're They're more likely to listen to NPR, watch Fox, you know, things like that. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the people who read People magazine, the people who, you know, read, you know, entertainment, and not that people read magazines anymore, but, you know, the people who are obsessed with Hollywood, uh-huh. The people who could tell you all about the NFL or, you know, all about their favorite sports team and all about their favorite Hollywood superstars or Harvey Weinstein or whatever, but they don't know anything at all about who talk show hosts are. I'm just saying. That's all it is.
Well, they don't know who their congressperson is either.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you who my congresspeople are. I think Maggie Hassan's one of them, and then there's another one,
Shaheen.
Right? There's two.
Yeah, Maggie's a senator, I'm even blanking
right.
on the
Shea Porter. These are not like Shea Porter
was in there at one point.
It's not embarrassing, really. I mean, these are people who have no relevance to our lives whatsoever on a day-to-day basis. They're just doing what they do in Washington, D.C., and whether it's them or somebody else, they're all going to be doing the same thing, which is to say making the government bigger and more intrusive in our lives. And even those of us who should know these things, we don't necessarily know them. So the average people, of course, have no clue. Anyway, back speaking of scum sucking politicians, we were talking about Roy Moore, who is this theocrat who hates gay people. He says it is abhorrent, what he calls homosexual conduct. This was a statement from him in an Alabama Supreme Court case in 2002. He calls it immoral, detestable, a crime against nature, and a violation of the laws of nature. So he wants to use the government and the violence and the force of the state to enforce his belief system about how evil homosexuals are. He claims that they violate criminal and civil laws of the state of Alabama, and further that they are destructive to the basic building block of society, the family. And of course, by the family, he means a man and a woman together with children,
yeah.
Not, let's say, two men together who could, or two women, who could very well raise fine children, and many of them have. So, you know, this guy, I don't know if he's ever even talked to a gay couple or, you know, bothered to even have as much of as a few kind words with them, but he doesn't sound like a very kind character at all. So, as Brian Doherty over at Reason.com points out, so even granted any agreements that he might have with libertarians on taxes, spending, and health care, one might think rampant theocratic rejection of the rights of Americans of a certain religion to serve in Congress, or of a certain sexual orientation to marry, adopt, or walk the earth as free men and women, might tip the balance against Moore to those respecting either the Constitution or just plain old American liberty. We'll tell you more about this person here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, and I was just going to guess, and my guess was correct, when they were referencing who he doesn't want to see in Congress, based on their religion, it was a Muslim. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you like what we do here at Free Talk Live, you can get signed up for our email newsletter. Just go to freetalklive.com. There's a email sign-up box there in the middle front page of the site. Go check it out. Get signed up. It's free, of course, over at freetalklive.com. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Mike.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the, for some people, disappointing, for others, not surprising, endorsement of this Judge Roy Moore, who is now running for, I guess, former judge, now suspended, apparently, but judge in Alabama, who made headlines years ago for having the Ten Commandments illegally in his courthouse. He ended up, I think, making a stand over that and ultimately losing his position over it regarding, you know, the federal government came in on him. But he is, you know, continued to be a theocrat in that he wants to use the government to enforce his particular brand of Christianity on all the rest of the country, even going so far as to say that a man who was elected in 2006 as the very first Muslim in Congress, even going in a lengthy WorldNet Daily article back then claiming that Congress should prohibit Ellison, that was the man's name at the time, from taking the congressional oath. Presumably they didn't go ahead and take his advice in that particular case, but this is the first I've heard about it. So we're kind of updating you on Judge Roy Moore. There's a little bit more here from the story over at Reason.com, where they point out that Moore was actually suspended again from Alabama's Supreme Court when he re-won the position last year for, he maybe re-won it last year,
yeah.
But he was suspended last year for defying a federal court order regarding the overturning of Alabama's laws against same-sex marriage. Quote, nearly any candidate running for office that isn't named Paul will likely give some aspect of Rand's folks heartburn, a political observer close to Paul noted today via email. Again, Rand Paul endorsed Roy Moore. Moore's positives from Paul's perspective likely include anti-establishment and not beholden to anyone, focus on the Constitution, would have voted with Rand on fake Obamacare repeals, has said foreign aid is unconstitutional, wants Congress to exert its authority on war issues, unquote. The Observer notes that Paul doesn't seem to, quote, believe there is one conditional libertarian position on immigration, life, and gay rights. Unquote. While the latter is true, Moore's attitudes towards homosexual citizens goes far beyond merely not wanting them to have special rights. Moore, as he declared from the bench in that 2002 case, believes all American homosexuals who have a sex life in line with their preferences are, for that very reason, criminals. The Paul endorsement is a depressing sign of how much personal liberty America's political class, even the supposedly freedom-oriented ones, are willing to give up in exchange for lip service to tax cuts. Paul's office had not responded for a request for comment on libertarian misgivings over Moore as of press time. But look, all this is to just simply let people like you, Mark, know that Rand Paul is not, I repeat, is not a libertarian. Rand Paul himself has said it crystal clear that he is a conservative or a constitutional conservative, but he has specifically said he's not a libertarian. It's time to end the fantasy now. You've got Rand Paul coming out endorsing a theocratic war, you know, sicko here who wants to engage in a domestic war against gay people from his positions of power. He's endorsed this man, and there's no excuse for it if Rand Paul were a libertarian, but he's not. He's a conservative, so just finally admit it, okay?
Well, hold on. So I think that Mr. Doherty said it far better than you. That's
why I read his article.
Right, he did. And I'm just, you know.
Because he actually researched it and found plenty of evidence against this scum, Roy Moore. Now, what are you going to try to say here?
What I'm trying to say is that, you know, libertarians have sadly, throughout history, been willing to bend over backwards to accommodate people who are willing to give them tax cuts, right?
What are you talking about?
Read the last sentence or two by Brian Doherty out of your article there. And
yeah, he's talking about the politicians, like yeah. Rand Paul.
Yeah. Right.
But Rand Paul doesn't claim to be a libertarian. It's people like you who claim that he's a libertarian.
So are you? Would you say that I am bending over backwards in order to...
Yeah, you're really making yourself into a pretzel over defending Rand Paul, trying to claim he's a libertarian.
So why can you not give that deference to Rand Paul and say that he is, you know...
Because he's not a libertarian.
Right. So am I not a libertarian?
It depends.
Okay.
I think you're more libertarian than Rand Paul.
Great.
Ouch!
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to have the conversation at this point. Because
are you going to endorse Roy Moore?
No.
Then you're more libertarian than Rand Paul.
Well, but you can call me a libertarian and say I'm bending over backwards to endorse Rand Paul.
I think
Rand
you're most
Paul.
Of the time libertarian, but sometimes your fascist tendencies come out. It's really disgusting when that happens.
Right. Sometimes I disagree with you.
I call you out on it when that happens.
I think that very few people can be absolutely perfectly on principle all the time. And I think that, libertarian,
that's okay.
Not all libertarians are, 100 by 100.
I don't expect Rand Paul to be on principle. Yeah. He's not a libertarian.
But you see,
he says so himself.
The point I'm trying to make
just
is,
admit it.
You are trying to say that, you'll say that I'm a libertarian and I'm bending over backwards to endorse Rand Paul. However, you won't give Rand Paul the same
just
deference.
Just admit that he's not a libertarian, man. That's all you gotta do. Just be honest.
Well, I agree that. With that, because he has said that he is
you agree he's not a libertarian.
He's not a libertarian. Right. He's a constitutionalist.
Yeah. Let the man be what he wants to be, Mark. Stop trying to put him into boxes he's not wanting to be in.
As we said, constitutionalists and libertarians do share some commonality on some policies.
Sure. Libertarians share commonalities with socialists on some policies.
I'd go so far as to say the Constitution was a pretty sort of a very small government, therefore libertarian, big tent libertarian document. It's just been, you know, twisted over the years. And if
It's not a libertarian document. By definition, a libertarian is one who adheres to the non-aggression principle. If you have a government, you are not adhering to the non-aggression principle.
And there's a problem with constitutionalists claiming to only support the Constitution when they're supporting more than the Constitution. They want
like a theocratic dictatorship.
They want to bring the Bible into as an equal legal document.
Yeah, and enforce the Bible on other people by the threat of violence, which of course is, as you pointed out, very much like, you know, enforcing any other sort of religious dogma on people. So just, you know, it's fine, man. If you want to support Rand Paul, that's your business. But just don't call the guy a libertarian, because he's not. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And then you get garbage like this because of this, you know, kind of big tent stuff here in the libertarian movement. The so-called liberty conservative, which, you know, should be a contradiction in terms there on its own, is publishing a story about what they call the dawning of Roy Moore libertarianism.
Yeah, that's horrifying. Yeah,
this is what you get, Mark, for watering down the pool.
Look at nationalist libertarians. That's even more amusing.
Ever since Ron Paul retired from public life in 2012, libertarians have been completely rudderless, says Shane Trejo, who is writing this article. Maybe that's true for libertarians outside of New Hampshire, but here in New Hampshire, we're doing great.
The rudder's fine.
Yep, everything's good. Well, the rudder's fine. Yeah. Water's fine.
Other states, it's gone rudderless because libertarians have lost their fourth Thursday night poker partner because they've moved to New Hampshire.
That's true. There's been a libertarian brain drain around the rest of the country as libertarians with, you know, sense for how to win are moving to New Hampshire, because if you want to have a chance at actually, I don't know, getting some political successes, maybe you should go where the largest concentration of libertarians is. Anyway, as much as libertarians, they claim here, might like to delude themselves that they do not need leaders, it has become abundantly clear that they need them as much as anyone. And I agree with them on that point. I would love to have a movement of, you know, thousands and thousands or hundreds of thousands or whatever individual leaders within the liberty movement, but the fact is people are people, and a lot of people just want to join something, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to just kind of plug into an existing system or an existing movement or an existing organization, find a role that you're comfortable with, and just help that existing group do something. That's
not
nothing wrong
everybody
with that.
takes the initiative and is an organizer, and you know, some people are
not everybody
players.
Wants to be either.
Yeah.
I mean, it's additional responsibility, it's additional frustrations, it's additional stress to try to organize things, to be the instigator, to be the board of directors, the people who start something. And that's just, it's just human nature that some people are going to lead and others are going to follow. And that's not to say that the followers always have to be followers. They can, you know, a lot of times what'll turn a follower into a leader is frustration with the existing leaders, right? So right. It's like, hey, where's this guy taking us?
Right.
You know, I'm going to go this way instead. And then they cut off on their own, and you have a schism.
Can I go with you? And then he's got his own movement.
Right. So. And then, unfortunately, some of the followers fight each other over, and the leaders in some cases fight each other over the direction they should go. And it's just like, stop fighting. Just go in your own direction and do your own thing. It's, you know, not everybody understands that, though. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, but that's why we have Facebook, so those people can be completely ineffective and
argue with each other
all the time. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. But what is Roy Moore libertarianism? We'll see if this person defines it coming up here in a moment. Sounds scary.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.